Welcome to Vocal Profiling Live on BBS Radio. This is Sherry Edwards on my tall blonde sidekick, Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hi, everybody.
Did you ever listen to the words of that song? It's a logical song by Supertramp.
I love that song.
Have you heard it before? It was done in 79. Are you going to admit that?
I was 10 years old.
Well, for our listening audience, if you didn't understand the words, it's when I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful, a miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical, and all the birds in the trees, they'd be singing so happily, joyfully, playfully, watching me. But then they sent me away to teach me how to be sensible, logical, responsible, practical. And they showed me a world where I could be so dependable, clinical, intellectual, cynical. There are times when all the world's asleep. The questions run too deep for such a simple man. Won't you please, please tell me what I've learned? I know it sounds absurd, but please tell me who I am. Now watch what you say, and they'll be calling you a radical, a liberal, fanatical, criminal. Won't you sign up your name? We'd like you to feel acceptable, respectable, presentable, a vegetable. And we're going to talk about that tonight, the reality that people create for themselves and then that reality that they don't like and they want to change. I think that song was done by Eric Davis, and shortly afterwards he created suicide in his life. So we're going to talk about how people can create their own reality. And we're going to do that by doing vocal profiling. We found out this weekend at an expo that what we're really doing is vocal reading. They akin it to a psychic reading, only we're doing it with a computer, and it's been tested over the years to be very scientific and showing you who you are from the inside out. I guess it's psychic is knowing what you know, but not knowing how you know it. And now we know how you know it from the sounds of your voice, because your voice has a direct connection to your brain and your soul and your mind. And we can look at that from all the data that we've produced. That doesn't sound very beautiful that we're going to do it with the computer, but people who've had their voice done here really say it's uncanny what happened. So on the show tonight, we're going to be taking your calls. We love your calls. And here's the numbers, and I'll be repeating them. Heather, if you could remind me.
Absolutely.
877-270-8714. And direct lines, 530-413-4515. And it looks like the Canadian number, the toll-free number in Canada, is still up, or just coming up again, 888-861-3519. There's also another line, 530-876-3223. And the vocal prints are very specific, topic-specific, I should say. And how this happens, you just give us a call, and you ask a question. For those of you who've been with us before, you know that we just talk online about what your issues are, and we look at your vocal print right online, and then Heather, you can give her a call or an email, and she'll call you back or send you back your vocal print interpretation right online. We normally charge for these things, but on this show we do it for free because we want everybody to know how great this stuff is and to be able to look at it, because we believe that, or The Secret, the movie about creating your own reality, that a lot of people don't really know what their reality is. They've created such a junk life with all the shoulds and oughts and got married young and caught in a situation with kids, and they don't know quite how to get out of it. And some of the phone calls that we've gotten are heart-wrenching on what's happening. So in a few minutes, we'll be taking your call. So line up here. If you would, we love talking to you. And, you know, don't make us talk to ourselves all through the show. We also have...
I love talking to you, Sherry. You absolutely. Everybody give us a call. It's amazing. I've seen Sherry do some amazing things. Just bringing what you already know out into the open so that you are aware.
Heather, what amazing have you seen?
Well, like a caller last week. Let's take that. He took from what she was talking about and brought out what was there subconsciously. And he said you hit it right on the spot. The lady with the problems with her husband.
Did you talk to her later? Did she get in touch?
And she did, and she said she was the stuff that he gave her to work on. She was in the process of doing that. So hopefully we'll hear back from her.
Did you suggest to her that perhaps she might get her husband to look at the archives?
I think she was a little apprehensive about bringing him into it, but she was thinking about it. She was taking that into consideration. She knows that's important.
Heather, I know you've posted some new profiles on the Vocal Impressions. That's on the front page of bbsradio.com. I think it's the second section down. What profiles have we posted this week?
Okay, a couple I found extremely interesting to myself personally. Sherry went in and actually did Jay-Z Knight's profile. I'm not sure if everyone knows who that is. Sherry, maybe you could let them know who that is.
She channels Ramtha. She's from in Washington. And she's been around for a long time in helping people create their own reality.
And what interests me is that I just started following all of her teachings. And while I'm very interested in what she has to say, and a lot of things I think are very true what she says, my question was, is this for real? Which I think a lot of people out there are kind of on the border with that. And Ramtha, like Sherry said, is the entity, or I'm not sure what exactly he is. He calls himself Ramtha, and that's who she channels.
She is a medium and allows another personality to take over her body and talk to folks. And they have a compound where people go and live and work and do good things. And it's changed a lot of people's lives. They're international. One of the things that we found is there actually is a split in the two vocal prints. They only have two little sentences that are common in the entire report. So we're going to talk about that. Did you post any other new ones this week?
Rosie O'Donnell. Okay. We all love Rosie. She's a very, very strong woman. I found that really interesting as well for the fact that, you know, to me, that one was apparent because she does put herself out there in terms of helping others before she helps herself. I think she's always out there for the battle for everybody else except maybe for herself a little bit.
Well, you've posted these on Vocal Impressions, but you've only posted the first part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they want to read the whole report, how do they get that?
Okay, I am in the process of putting up links with the entire report. I should have those up tomorrow.
That's on Nutrasounds.com?
Nutrasounds, that'll take you to our home site, which is Nutra, N-U-T-R-A, sounds.com. And there you can learn a little bit more information about sound health and our new Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, which I hope Sherry mentioned, because we're all very excited about that.
We just moved to a great big building, and we're going to open the Institute, and we're doing a lot of classes, a lot of free classes to teach people how to do vocal profiling for themselves. Is there a place where they can go and get more information? Don't you have some free videos, too?
Absolutely. That's all on the front page. If they get it to NutriSounds.com, on the home page to the left-hand side, you'll see a lot of links, and you just click on those, and you can see quite a few videos, some profiles about particular cases that Sherry's worked with. A lot of success stories, a lot of things that really will amaze everyone.
all from Vocal Profiling. Aren't there some of them published on YouTube, too?
Absolutely, yeah.
I should say YouTube also.
Yeah. Yes. I believe we have 3 or 4 videos on YouTube right now, which is getting an amazing amount of hits. With all of the... Sherry's been extremely busy, so it's just amazing all the things that have been happening recently. So you talk yourself up a little bit. Tell everybody what's been going on.
We do this vocal profiling from a very esoteric perspective in the beginning, and also sometimes on the show when the microphones don't work, and that was one of the things happening right before the show. I had a technician crawling under my feet here trying to get the microphone to work. But it started with me hearing sounds from people, and we found out that's an otoacoustic emission coming out of the ear. And I was hearing it because my ears are constructed kind of differently. And one of the things that happened with that is I would do people's sounds and their headaches would go away and they could breathe better and their heart went back into rhythm and all kinds of kind of really strange things till the family and the neighbors became sort of afraid of me. And so I decided to put it into a computer program. So if the computer was doing it, then nobody could blame me for being weird. So I guess at first...
It's that fear of the unknown. Well, let's make it known. That's my goal.
Well, I first started it, I was just trying to prove I wasn't schizophrenic. So now, when somebody says, oh, that's schizophrenic, I said, well, thank you. I'd hate to be ordinary. So that's all right, too.
Well, we've got tons of scientific evidence to back up your claims now, so... And nobody can say that.
And publications.
Absolutely.
Aren't there some free publications on that site, too?
We've got a new press release out now. That's drawing, it's on PR Web. It's all about the vocal profiling, exactly what you're talking about now. And we've got on JBAB.org. It's the Journal of Bioacoustic Biology. And that's all online.
And free.
Can't get that.
Well, we just want everybody to be able to have this because there's such a shift happening right now of people moving into other dimensions and other realities, and this is just our way of trying to help make that happen. Well, we've got some requests, Heather, a couple of things.
Okay.
We talked a bit about the Princess Diana of Wales last week, and... Somebody, I guess, just turned on their radio or internet right at the end of this, and they would like us to repeat it.
Okay.
So I've got that here, and I'll read it. This was from an interview where she was asked if she saw herself becoming Queen of England. She replied no, because many felt she was a non-starter. So there's a couple of paragraphs here from what the computer pulled off from her. She has a really high G and a high D. So there is a physical, this is just what we've printed out about her, and this is what's on the site, along with her vocal profile and where it came from, so you can see that. There is a need to physically belong and feel physically safe. Considerable emotional stress surrounds this matter. Most of the issues in this chart deals with emotional concerns that have no physical support or vent. Self-power is lacking, as is the ability to use hope as a way to survive. You know, that sentence right there, I think, could sum up her life.
Do you think she ever felt accepted or really comfortable as a person?
I think maybe in the beginning she was naive enough to think that. I'm going to go on. If people have comments about this, they can certainly call us. The lack of the note of B shows a need for spiritual energy. The force of this chart concentrates on clearing physical stress through self-approval. There is a need for support, justice, and fair play in a logical way. Processing is likely done by carrying out plans that result in creating a tangible consequence. I think that might be obvious from some of the charities that she started. Much emotional energy is spent trying to work out where she fits physically in the world. This has taken a toll on her spirit and self-power. There's a lot of processing in the middle of the chart, but there is no beginning or end to to suggest a definitive direction. Would she make a favored queen? There would have been compassion and accomplishment that had physical grounding and tangible presence of those on the receiving end. Did she have the strength and stamina to push forward? Certainly not without personal support, because that is where her energy began and ended, with people around her who accepted her giving nature, who understood her need to be firmly nestled in the hearts of others. She would have been the queen of the people. That's just really obvious. But just to show you the political clout of who she was, I got a call today from a radio station, and they wanted me to be on the air sometime in the next few weeks. But they asked me if I would please not talk about Princess Diana. And I asked them what was going on, and they sort of hem-hawed, and I just flipped on my little machine and looked at their voice, and there was a lot of fear around this. And I looked at what's happening in the news, and the Queen of England is in America. And I thought maybe they just didn't want to ruffle some feathers. Maybe they don't want anybody talking about Princess Diana when the Queen is in the country. So I really don't know about any of that. For sure, it just looked like, as this person that was talking to me, they were almost in a state of fear about giving out information. Now, what is said about her is very obvious. And what is astounding about it is a computer picked it up. The last couple of questions I ask, would she be a favorite queen, and did she have the support and stamina? And we look at questions when we do people's vocal prints. We ask them a question, you know, what do you want us to look at? What do you want support about? And it can be anything from, are you with the right person, or what's going to come of this relationship, or is this the right job, or do I have a particular issue that I can't get along with my boss, or you know, whatever is going on. So the phone number is 877-270-8714. Heather, are you happy with your life?
Parts of it I am.
I heard you go, when I asked you that.
Because you're just opening up a big can of worms right there, Sherry. Well, yes, definitely parts of my life I'm very happy with. And of course there's others that, no, not so much.
Have you created your own reality, you think?
I believe probably 90% of my reality is self-created, yes.
Did you create it accidentally?
Probably. Well, some of it certainly, you know, not completely on accident. I think I'm where I need to be at right now in certain places, and in others I'm still working on getting there.
You know, a lot of people come to us and they don't even know where to start. They don't even know what they want in life. And we had this one woman come in, and we couldn't, she just couldn't give a note of D from her voice. So I asked her, what would you like to do? Your children are not an issue. You have a nanny. You have an unlimited checking account. What would you really like to do? And she said, I want to finish my book. And five hits of B popped up. That finishing that book created a wholeness in her vocal print. And that's what we're looking for, that someone has every note and that it's evenly distributed. And that usually indicates a state of wellness and health. So there's a little exercise that we give people, and I'm going to do this on you, Heather.
Okay.
Okay, you are on a new planet.
Okay.
You have a machine. You can type up anything or anybody you want.
Okay.
And if you don't want them there, if you've changed your mind, you can unplug them.
Okay.
And they'll never know they've been there.
Okay.
Okay, what's the very first thing that you would type up to manifest?
Okay. Let's see. Was the family an issue or not?
Well, this is up to you. It's your machine, your new planet.
Okay. Well, definitely I would have my children with me.
Okay. How about a chair, Heather?
I might need that, huh, eventually.
So your first thought is your family.
Yes.
My first thought is I'm standing up using this machine. I need a chair.
Depends on the planet and the gravitational pull there.
That's true. We could just float around using this. So your children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else would you pop up?
Well, me personally, I would need some type of creative relief. So I would either need like my canvases and my paints, or I use the computer for creative relief a lot as well. Either one of those.
So a studio.
Absolutely, yes.
How about a kitchen?
To eat? Okay.
How about a nanny?
I don't like to cook that much, Terry.
How about a nanny? Or a cook?
Well, I can probably manage with the cooking.
How about a roof over your head?
I would like to have a nice house. I would.
Okay. So your stuff that you're talking about is not physical at all. So you can get a good handle of where somebody's coming from by looking at what they're going to produce first.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so your children, wherever that is probably your home and your core.
Today I'm going to tell a secret on you here.
Uh-oh.
I remember way back to my job interview, that was one of the first questions you asked me. I remember that.
What did you answer then?
I think probably about the same thing. Yeah, some type of creative release is big with me. My family is big with me.
Because we were putting you in a very creative position, and we wanted to know what your mind was doing.
And that's wonderful the way you work here. You find out what somebody's good at and what they like to do, and that's where you put them. I think that's why everybody works well together.
Well, we just believe people are going to be happier and work harder, so it's really selfish.
Well, it works out for everybody, doesn't it? I think that's wonderful.
Do you want shopping? Do you want a physician in case someone gets hurt? Do you want a man in your life or a partner in your life?
I would absolutely like to have a best friend in my life.
A best friend?
Yeah.
Wow, very nice.
And I've got a lot of friends, but I'd like somebody, you know, a companion would be nice.
What would you stock in your kitchen?
Oh, gosh. Spaghetti.
We all know that Heather has an intolerance to wheat.
Things are really bad for me. Mm-hmm. Chinese food.
A constant, unlimited call-out? Takeaway, as they say in Australia?
A telephone to order out. Perfect.
You want a telephone?
Yes.
Do you want movies, a car? What do you want for your children?
I would like them to have friends and be happy.
So you're going to make a community?
I would like to have my own little community.
How about a school for them?
They would need a school with wonderful teachers.
Do you see what we're really doing here, Heather?
Finding out what I'm really about.
Creating a reality for you to imagine and reach out to and create for yourself. Because most people don't know what they really want. Before we ask you that question, had you ever thought of it?
About what I really... That's a hard thing to do. I don't know if that is for everybody, but just sitting down and figuring out what it is I really want. Because you feel kind of, you know, like you don't have a whole lot of control sometimes in your life.
All right, would you say you are reactive or proactive?
A little bit of both. It depends on the situation. I'm very proactive when it comes to certain things having to do, you know, with my children, my family. And reactive in other things. Probably the things that I don't feel like I have any control over.
Okay, let's ask the audience the same questions I'm asking you. This is a way that you can start. And I'm going to ask Heather a really sensitive question. If you want to answer this on the air, Heather, you tell me.
Okay, I'm an open book. Go ahead.
Maybe not after this.
Okay.
Most men and women, if they're looking for a partner, they just go out and whatever happens to come to them, that's what they try to make fit. do you really know? You said a best friend and a companion and a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what you would really like?
To a certain extent, I do. To a certain extent. And after that, it's kind of a mystery to me.
You like to keep it a mystery?
No, not really. Not really. I don't know.
Well, do you just take willy-nilly whatever comes along, or?
No, I've learned my lesson on that one.
I can hear a lot behind that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, people out there, they can stop and think, what's the first thing that they would bring in? And you would bring your children. I asked somebody else this recently, and they would bring a library. So that thirst for knowledge. Somebody else wanted a beach. That's what they would bring in first. So this is this idea of creating your own reality. I asked one person, they said, I want an unlimited checking account. I thought, why? You can type up anything you want.
Anything you want, why would you need money?
Because that's where they were stuck.
Oh.
And if they had money, their life would be happy.
That's what a lot of people think, and then they get money and then not so much.
Have you ever created some reality that you were sorry about later? I know you've been married before. Was that sort of just this person seems to be physically attractive and we're going to jump in here? Did you evaluate what kind of person he really was?
Not really. I figured out after a few years that I didn't really know who that person was, and I think part of the problem was that he really didn't know who he was either. I think he still struggles with that.
There's a couple of questions. Well, there's five questions. One, what do you do for people you love? And two, what do other people who you think love you do for you? Three, I had these in mind a second ago. How does somebody treat you to tell you they don't love you? Boy, that's a biggie.
Yeah.
And then what do you do to show people you don't care and don't love them? And then five, make a list, at least 10, 12 items of what you do for the people you love. And out of that, you can really come to some conclusions about your relationships and what you really want and the communication that happens or doesn't happen. Because in one person's list, what you do for people you love is on the other person's list of what you do to prove you don't love them. And people don't know this beforehand. I was trying to think of, I'll think of one with my husband and I. When people don't love me, they yell at me. And that's always been my thing. Because if my parents ever raised their voice, I just lost it because they were very soft-spoken people. And we begin to think about criticism as yelling. And I would say to my husband, don't yell at me about this. And he was so confused because he hadn't raised his voice. And yelling really meant criticism. And it became such a lack of communication until we actually talked about it. We did this exercise. And I think in every relationship, if you've got a period of time when you're not getting along, well, one, do your vocal print, because a lot of times it's just your voice and what's going on with it. But also, these things allow you to move toward a reality that you have in mind that you really want, and you'll call that person to you. Now, I know in your life recently, Heather, mm-hmm. we had a talk about this, I guess from last week's show, and what did I tell you?
Which part? You told me a lot.
about a fireman.
Well, you mentioned to me, actually you emailed me, and I noticed the time was around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and The subject was dream time, and there's only one sentence in your email. You said, make room in your life for a fireman. Oh, if I get here the next morning and I open up my email, I think, okay, what's this about? So I talked to Sherry, and she says, I don't know, I just dreamed it. You need to make room in your life for a fireman.
And he was burly chested.
Yeah, he said dark hair, and he was a big, tall guy. I said, well, that's really interesting. Okay. I didn't say anything. And just recently, somebody I knew from years ago just popped back into my life who happens to be, guess what, a fireman. Yeah, and he looks dead on that. So I just told Sherry about that today.
So in this case, I'm creating a reality for you in my dream time, I guess.
In dream time, yes.
But were you expecting that? Did you make room for it? Did you imagine it? Did you think about it? Did you create the reality?
I certainly thought about it, but until it actually happened, I didn't really expect it.
You didn't trust me, Heather.
Well, I'm learning, too. I'm opening up a little bit here.
But that has been such a side of me that I have hidden for so many years. Because it wasn't accepted here in Southern Ohio. You were just seen as weird, and they burnt stakes in your yard and threw rocks at your kids, and they tried to turn my daughter's car over.
Closed-minded people. No, I think people are starting to come around with the state of the world today and new things that are happening. I think they're hopefully a little bit more open-minded and accepting.
Well, they're finding that we're all connected through a state of energy. And we do this little trick when we do a conference or a lecture. We take this little snapper thing, this little piezoelectricity, and we hold or touch fingers. And we can send that charge of electricity all around the room with everybody touching fingers. So there are frequencies running in our bodies all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we are self-programmed. We are just very sophisticated, carbon-based robots that has a system of frequency programming, and we have to see it to create the reality. Now, would it have happened if I hadn't had a dream of you with this guy? Don't know. Were you just sending that out to me? Don't know. Was he sending it out to you and thinking about you? Don't know. We're all connected in this soup of energy. And privacy, guys, privacy is an illusion.
Absolutely.
People know what you're really thinking. They're just too polite to tell you. And that leads me to something, another request that somebody had for us. They wanted me to bring up the frequency report. Now, this is something that I usually post on Question the Expert. And it's just, this is a frequency report for May 7th, 2007. I think that's today. And how all of this happens is that there's energy coming from outside our solar system, past our sun, and it hits the Earth, and we are affected by it. And the planets go into a specific alignment, and we are affected by that frequency, just like we are affected by sunspots, and the moon affects the water of the tides. It also affects us. And I've created a system to know what those frequencies are around the Earth, and around about every 3 days it changes. And it can really help people look at what's going on with their lives and what to be careful about. So this is the frequency report for May 7th. The frequencies associations most stressed today are those associated with essential fatty acids, particularly linoleic acid. Sources are walnuts and salmon. There's a lot of other sources, but I don't particularly like those sources, so I am keeping them from you. I am censoring them. Slow cancers like prostate and breast cancer are particularly susceptible when your linoleic acid is low. It also helps with neurotransmitters and a healthy brain. Joints. I've had a lot of people in and complaining about joint issues. Skin issues have a lot to do with linoleic acid. and a healthy heart rhythm. The body converts these to EPA and DHA, kinds of fatty acids that the body can use. Muscles in stress for this time are the fingers and the rhythm of the heart. This means that the fingers might be a bit more stiff without some extra fatty acids, and the heart rhythms might be more susceptible to the arrhythmatics. Other balancing muscles include the iliacus, that's lower back, and the quadratus lumborum, which would cause low back pain when bending from the waist. This pain or discomfort may be diagonal from the spine to the outer hip, so careful lifting might be advisable. Immune stress, and the person who asked me about this, we have an immune report. So the specific things in stress, if you have immune problems or issues, is the use of calcium, and particularly molybdenum, which is a mineral that helps balance the calcium. Citric acid is also in stress, and coenzyme A, which requires B5. B5 is showing up a lot around this time, and a lack of B5 makes people grouchy and nippy at each other. So you might see more of that in your household. And B5 also allows you to make your amino acids, which in turn deal with blood sugar, which is showing stress right now. So several small meals are recommended. The root cause of all this is an unbalance of another amino acid, methionine and potassium cell salt. And methionine is an amino acid that helps with cellular growth and repair, helps detox the body, and it helps the reduction of histamine. And that's allergic reactions from everything I'm saying here. It looks like it's going to be some kind of sensitivity or allergic reaction to the skin or some kind of wet, moist tissues. So taking choline and inositol, which are B vitamins, will usually help all this. So we will post that on Question the Experts. We wanted to tell you guys about it on the show first before we posted it. And you can also hear this again on the archive. Heather, how do they get in touch with the archives? Are those posted and they have descriptions and whatever?
Absolutely, yes. Dawn, our wonderful producer, posts those within 2 or 3 days after the show airs.
For both shows?
I believe so.
Okay, we have another show Sunday night called Sound Health. And I don't even remember who our guest was because we were out of town and we did a taped show. I think it was supposed to be Lisa Raphael, wasn't it?
It was, but I think what aired was, it was a show that aired about a month and a half ago.
What subject was it?
It was the immune, Dr. Kirby, maybe?
David Kirby?
I want to say that's right.
Evidence of Harm, maybe? Is that his book? I can't remember.
And Dr. Cartley.
Oh, and she ended up having her own show here on BBS.
Yeah, she's all about anti-immunization.
So anybody who's having some autism issues or ADHD, get in touch with Dr. Carly. She's an incredible person. We did her voice, and she is so passionate and wants to help other people from an emotional perspective and also from humanitarian, and she has such an incredible sense of justice about these vaccinations.
Yeah, she pulls a lot of that from her own personal experience, I believe.
She does, and she doesn't like to talk about that a lot, but there was incredible stress in her life. She was an MD about evaluations. When people don't know themselves or there's unfairness going on, I think there's so much unfairness in the health system, in the insurance system, in trying to force vaccinations, in trying to put everybody into a mold, that I think people are just tired of it and they're breaking out.
So much information is kept out of the mainstream these days. We have no health freedom these days.
We are going to be at our Health Freedom Conference, aren't we?
Absolutely. And that is coming up in Chicago, June the 22nd through the 24th. We're really looking forward to that. There's going to be a lot of excellent speakers there. We'll be there.
And we'll be doing people's vocal prints there?
So everybody make plans right now.
Usually when we go to those shows and people find out what we can do, we're absolutely swamped. And people come back 2 and 3 times just to talk to us. We just did an expo this weekend in Columbus, and we had some people hanging around the booth 3 and 4 hours at a time.
I think those people are going to be our next practitioners. I hope so. Met a lot of wonderful people up in Columbus, and we're so happy that they're so near us.
Well, people don't quite believe this till they experience it.
Right.
And that particular lady had a backache, and one of our little back boxes took her pain away, and she was just flabbergasted. What we do with personality, people look at these things and say, my God, how do you do that? How can your voice tell you what's really going on in your life? We don't exactly know. We just know from trial and error 20, 30 years, because I started this in the early 80s of looking at this, and it just appealed to me because I needed to know what people's words really were. People were lying to me with their words, and underneath in the frequency, that was revealing the truth to me. But my God, you can't say to somebody's face, you're lying, we're not supposed to do that. But no. It made me not trust people.
I have a question for you that I heard somebody ask you the other day that I found your answer to be so fascinating. When you hear these frequencies, can you compare that to something that the normal person could hear? What do they sound like?
I think they sound like ringing in the ears. Because I was in a trip in Peru. We took a group, and there's some walls that are like whispering walls there at Machu Picchu. And Huanu Picchu, too. But there was this one place I was very attracted to, and they call it the swimming hole. And it does look like a swimming pool. I mean, it's kind of cut out of rock with one edge, you know, not there. Mm-hmm. And I could hear the sounds there, and I thought it was bugs or cicadas, this high-pitched noise. Boy, that reminds me to tell you something else about people hearing their signature sounds. And I sat down and I was listening to it and I was singing to it, and the whole valley was out in front of me and it was singing back to me. The echoes of what were going on just kept doubling, and it was a phenomenal sound. And these people just came and kind of sat around and were listening to this. And a lady said, sounds like my ears are ringing and it's caused my whole body to begin to vibrate. And yes, that's what was going on. And then we started teaching people to make their own sounds, because they really don't need me and my computers. They just need to be doing their own sound stuff.
How do you teach somebody to do their own sound?
Well, we start very low. We have people cup their ears with their hands and start very low using a very deep sound from your gut. And right on up, and I'm not going to do that because it's going to destroy the radio audience's ears. And at one point, your ears would begin to ring. And if you can't do it that way, well, you just need to listen to the ringing in your ears. And if you can't do it that way, then get in a bathtub of water, put your ears underwater, and in water, the sounds are 90 times as loud, or they travel 90 times better. So there's this otoacoustic emission coming out of your ear, and that's really your signature sound. So you're listening to this sound, and maybe you're listening to the water, and then listen to something that's going on in the other room, and then listen in the water. And you'll find that just like your eye focus, you have an ear focus, and you can start hearing your own sound. And when you really take that in and listen, the first thing you'll do is a nice cleansing breath. And you'll know that you're in a state of altered awareness. Sometimes people astral project from that state, or their hands will feel like they're lifting out of the body. So just go with it. But when that happens to you, know that if you're afraid of spiders, the first thing you're going to encounter is a 6-foot spider. You're going to say, take a bite, I'm going on. Because there's no logic there when you're in that altered state. You know, the most psychic people are mothers, because they have to stay in that half-in, half-out state to catch the baby's cries and that kind of thing. But also soldiers that have gone to war, and they have to stay very alert but sleep at the same time. And you learn to stay in that in-and-out state. Now, for those of you who want to practice this, you'll need a friend. Lay down very comfortable and put your phone across the room. And bet them $50 that you can get the phone on the first ring, and they're going to call like from 3 to 5, and you don't know when it is. So you're gonna want to keep that $50. So they're trying to take a nap and listen for the phone at the same time. And it sort of puts you in that half-in, half-out state. And you can practice going there. It's your own meditation. But you can also use your own your own note of A-sharp. Everybody has their own shade of a note. There are many, many shades of red. There are many, many shades of blue. And so within those notes, C is the note of red. G, I think, is the note of, like G-sharp, is the note of blue. So many, many shades of a note, just like there's many shades of color, and everybody has their own self stuff. That's why people who use tuning forks and they use the exact middle of the note, they'll get some shift with people, but if people use their own exact shade, then they get more shift, and that's where doing your own sounds come in, because you can listen to that high-pitched sound. Once you train yourself, you can listen to it any time of the day or night. It'll balance you. It'll take away pain. It synchronizes your heart and your brain at the same time. It puts you in harmony. And that's a state of wellness, as far as I'm concerned. Sai Baba, who is a master teacher, he talks about in one of his books, hearing these sounds. And I've heard these sounds all my life, and I don't remember a time when I didn't hear them. But he says they start out like millions of bells off in a distance. And then they sound like angel chorus songs, a next level. And then they sound like horns, like a shofar, which is like kind of all sounds mixed together. And that leads you further into the depth of the sound levels. And then it begins to sound like one note at a time. And you can hear this and dip into it. And I think that's your soul note, your over soul sound. You know, that's a misnomer. It really is not a soul note. It's like a soul octave. And as you listen to that, then you begin to be integrated in this frequency network of what's going on in your body. So your toe is part of your finger, and it's all one system. And then when you're with other people, you're part of their system. And if I balance me, then you don't have to. And if one room balances itself, then the other room doesn't have to play less balance. So this really is like one at a time, going to your center, becoming who you are from the inside out. And that's what we're trying to do with these computer programs for people who don't know how to meditate, who don't even know where to start. There's people who want these things, who say, that's where I want to be, but they don't have the slightest notion of how to get there. And then there are the people who want to help other people. They've got their stuff pretty much in order, but they want to be in service to other people. And so they take our classes, and they start very simply with learning to run the computer programs. And then as they move into it, they begin to use this number matrix system to look at other people's issues and to identify them and help them through those issues. Heather, that reminds me, do we have some free classes coming up?
I was just going to jump in with that information. Absolutely. Let me give everybody the schedule of our upcoming free classes here within the next couple weeks. This Thursday, and when I talk about the times, they're all in Eastern Standard Time. This Thursday is 7 to 8, and these are all our demo classes, and they're free, and they can be taken completely online. Thursday, from 7 to 8, we've got Saturday, May the 12th, from 3 to 4. That one's filling up fast, so if anybody wants in that one, please let me know as soon as possible. Tuesday, the 15th, and that's from 6 to 7 p.m. Thursday, the 17th, from 6 to 7 p.m. And last one for the month will be Wednesday, the 30th, from 2 to 3.
And how do people sign up for these?
They can get in touch with me. You can either email me. It's heather@vocalprofiling.com. They can call the office. Speak to me personally. The number there is 740-698-9119.
And do they have to do anything special? Can they just drop into class, or are they...
Well, we use Microsoft Live Meeting Program. It's a real simple download. You don't have to go to great lengths to learn about it, and it's completely free. Once we have you enrolled in the class, we'll give you some more information about it, and we'll do a quick little test session, make sure all the bugs are worked out before you actually get online. You'll have the whole hour completely with Sherry to learn all about what it is that she does and what will happen in the classes.
So we do invoice and teach them to do their own personality. We teach them to do muscles in case they want to work out or train or work with a sports team. And we do nutrition to teach you on what things your body needs, and so you can do that every day.
And the possibilities are endless with what you can do with these programs. It really is amazing technology.
Heather, we're almost out of time.
No way. We just started.
Well, there is a few minutes left, and I wanted to talk to people about something that I learned yesterday that has really taken me to another dimension in my life and learned about myself. Over the years, as we've developed this entire system of vocal analysis, there's been many times when people took the class and then kind of ran off with it and did their own thing, even though they were under contract with us. And man's law, we've had to take them to court, and we've won, and we've gotten injunctions against them, and we won, and they just kept going, and I couldn't figure that out. Until there was a lady talking to me the other day at this expo, and she just came back and talking to me again and again and again. Why don't you do something about these people who are thieving from you? And I'm thinking to the universe, why do I need to hear this again? And Giovanna gave in. I said, okay, God doesn't allow anything to happen. It isn't supposed to happen. So I'm going to listen really intently to what's happening. And as I said that, the whole thing dropped into my head. Our attorney had continuously said to me when we were getting thieved that expected if you have something good, somebody's going to try to take it away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just dawned on me that that was my verification that what I had was something good. And all of these people who are thieving from us were really honoring me by saying, you have something so valuable, I want it. So I want to publicly thank those people. I don't know if they owed me from past lives or whatever, but it's an incredible lesson. And when I accepted that this was so honoring, but now I don't need it anymore. I don't need the thefts anymore, because the honor is coming from Heather working with us, and we are getting requests for radio shows every day, and TV shows, and articles, and books, and that's where the honor is coming from now. So this is a new chapter in my life as we go on, and I think it's going to be a new dimension to human bioacoustics, because I don't need that honoring anymore in the way of people thieving. I know this is valuable, and everybody who touches it knows it's valuable.
Absolutely.
Heather, I'm going to play some music as we go out here. You want to talk to them about our next event?
Well, let's see. Well, can I talk about tonight?
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting me talk about that. We're really excited here. Sherry is going to be on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie tonight. I want everybody to tune into that. I believe that is happening at 2 o'clock. It's AM, so for you late night people, make sure you tune in.
Well, it's 2 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah,
and what is it, 11?
11 Pacific.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay, we're going to have fun.
I think so. Get the word out there, and everybody who wants to jump in on those classes, Heather at vocalprofiling.com.
Heather, thanks for helping me with the show.
I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Until next week, guys.
Bye-bye.